Welcome to today's episode of The Coaching Perspective, and our topic for today is building an online audience. And we have with us author and master certified coach Barry Demp. Barry has coached more than 1,000 individuals, worked with hundreds of companies, and trained 60 coaches, probably more than that by now. In 1999, he became the first International Coach Federation master certified coach in Michigan. And Barry fosters focused, learning-rich engagements by primarily working with his clients in person in his office in Troy, Michigan, or by phone. He says, coaching is who I am. It's not just what I do for a living. Grew up in Philadelphia, lives in Troy, Michigan with his wife, Wendy. Became a good friend of mine a few years ago when we met at a CAM, Conversation Among Masters conference in Texas. And his new book, The Quotable Coach, Daily Nuggets of Practical Wisdom, just came out, and we're going to hear more about that today. So welcome, Barry.
Hey, Doug. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, it's good to talk to you. I've missed our conversations.
Well, I enjoy speaking with you as well.
Yeah, and I'm excited for today's conversation, a chance to share more about what you do and about your new book with our audience, and it should be a lot of fun here. So thanks for making the time. I know with the time change, you've had to kind of give up a good portion of your evening, so I truly appreciate that.
It's my pleasure.
A couple of sort of standard questions. Tell our audience a little bit about your background. What did you do before you got into the coaching business?
My first profession was as an educator. So as you mentioned, I was born and raised in the Philadelphia area. And I come from a family of educators. So my dad was in the educational profession. He was a physical education and health teacher. We used to call that a gym teacher. My sister was in education. My wife was a teacher. And my wife's father, my wife's mother, everybody in our family seemed to be in education. My interest happened to be science, so therefore I became a science teacher. And I was very intrigued with this idea of Mr. Wizard and why things worked the way they did. So actually, my first career was as a public school teacher teaching science to sixth grade middle school kids.
You know, I had forgotten all about that. You told me that when we met the first time. And you just don't strike me as the Mr. Wizard, you know, kind of guy.
Well, I have this voracious appetite to learn, and at least with science, it was a little bit more magical. So I thought that was an interesting way to pursue the teaching profession. You know, other forms of teaching didn't have the same appeal. Unfortunately, I remember exactly how much money I earned back then, and it was $154 a week. And the reason I remember that is because I made $156 a week when they laid me off because of declining enrollments. So that happened actually twice, and then the second time it happened, I realized that there was not a lot of security in teaching because it was last one in, first one out. So from there, I went into the public sector, or the private sector, rather, and I secured a job with the Upjohn Company in pharmaceutical sales. So I was one of those legal drug salespeople, and I was fortunate to work with Upjohn for about 12 and a half years.
Well, now that's quite a switch going from teaching to sales. How did that feel for you?
Well, for me, it actually was a little bit logical because my background in science allowed me to understand the anatomy and physiology of the human body. And the communications and the teaching aspect was I was going to be speaking with physicians and nurses and people in the medical profession about our medications. So the educational component actually was pretty natural.
Okay, that makes sense. So let's move forward. 12 years with Upjohn, then what happened?
Well, I moved through a variety of different positions with Upjohn. I went from sales to marketing to advertising to product management, and I had a lot of really wonderful experiences, both in Pennsylvania and eventually in Kalamazoo, Michigan, which, yes, is where Upjohn used to be. And that's what brought me to Michigan in the first place. Toward the end of my career with Upjohn, we went through a change management initiative. It used to be called TQM, Total Quality Management. Today, it might be called Lean or Six Sigma. And unfortunately, that did not stick very well. And the year happened to be 1992, which happened to be the year of the Barcelona Olympic Games. And I have a passion for the Olympics and this idea of gold medal performance. And I realized that this relationship between a coach and an athlete produced gold medal performance in sports. And it struck me that perhaps coaches could work with professionals and help them achieve gold medal performance. So for me, it was that epiphany that said, you know, what about bringing coaching to the business world? And that's what we did.
Wow. You know, I hadn't realized you and I made that transition just about the same time. So that's kind of interesting. Opposite ends of the country, slightly different reasons.
We're pointing to our ages.
Hey, I can't hide it anymore. So look, tell me a little bit about your business now. What do you do? What's unique? Who are your typical clients? How do you find clients? You know, all those sort of standard things.
Well, in the early years of coaching when I started, it was about 21 years ago, the primary way of generating clients was to go out and kind of find them. Through networking, through direct outreach, through joining various community organizations such as chambers of commerce and things of that sort, it comes down to shaking hands and meeting people and getting to know them. And then be able to kind of brand yourself and position yourself in terms of who you work with and who is a good candidate for the type of work you do. So those were the early years, and that's how we built our networks, and that's how we started building our social capital, as sometimes people call it.
Okay.
As far as my focus, I'm primarily a business and executive coach that has a focus on helping people achieve quantifiable results in their organizations and in their companies. There is always a component of personal coaching, however, that helps people apply the skills and tools and concepts that they're applying in the workplace to their personal lives. So things like managing their time and balancing their life and working on their personal relationships also comes to mind as well. I think what makes some of the work that I do kind of unique is that I do a reasonably high majority of my work in person in my office. So clients are very willing to come to me because most of them are locally based for the most part, and they're able to leave their environments and have a safe, confidential space to have a face-to-face collaborative conversation.
Now, that is totally unique. Do you know of, I don't know of anyone else that coaches with that kind of a model. How about you?
I don't know of very many. In fact, the majority of coaches that I am aware of do a large variety of their coaching on-site, or perhaps even a larger majority actually do it simply by phone or through technology such as Skype.
Yeah, I know my practice is split. I meet at least monthly with all of my clients physically at their site, and I coach them typically over the phone weekly, but the idea of them coming to me, frankly, never would have even entered my mind. It's just so unusual here on the West Coast.
Well, I live actually work in Troy, which is a very concentrated suburb of Detroit, and a high majority of my clients probably can get to my office in somewhere around 10, 15 minutes, or they simply schedule their work that they're out and about, and they pop by my office before or after appointments they may have.
So describe to me, what's your typical client, or what's the ideal client that you like to work with?
Well, I would say about 50% of the people I work with are director, executive director, and vice presidential level people in privately held companies, probably ranging from a few million dollars of revenue to perhaps maybe $300-$400 million or so. So a good majority are privately held companies that can mobilize and make decisions relatively quickly and don't have too much bureaucracy. I'd say about 10-15% are executives in larger companies that very often hire me themselves to look at their own career management or their own career transition. I do a fair amount of work with professional service firms such as accountants, attorneys, bankers, and some financial advisory people. And about 10% of my work is focused on other coaches and other consultants in helping them kind of blend the two together to make their ability to impact their organizations and even more so.
And what would you say is sort of the typical length of engagement that you have with a client, sort of excluding coaching clients, but your business clients?
Well, I would say the minimum relationship usually averages around a six-month time frame. Depending upon where we are at the end of the 6 months, if they've been able to achieve and maintain some self-sustainability, that might be the completion point. Many clients would continue to work with me beyond the 6 months and kind of have a tapering effect where they would be bringing some of the tools and concepts within their organization so that they can self-sustain it. Usually you're pointing to about a year to 18 months. I had lunch the other week with a client that I've been working with since 1998, and we simply have lunch once a month, and we've been doing so for quite a number of years.